Well, bless your hearts. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 4. This morning I want to share on making faith-based confessions. If we desire to change our lives or make a change in our lives, we need to change what we think or change how we think. But I want to look at it more in the terms of making faith-based confessions. If we change what we think, we can change our hearts. If we change our faith-based confessions or change to faith-based confessions, we will change our hearts. And if we change our hearts, we will change what we believe. And if we change what we believe, we will change the results and the outcome of our lives. In Proverbs chapter 4, it tells us, and let's go to verse 20. Proverbs 4, get over there. And I want to start in verse 20. It says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings." The beginning of making faith-based confessions is when we turn our ears to what the Lord has to say. When we incline our ears, or we hear his sayings and we make them our sayings, we say to ourselves the same things that he has told us, we will be making faith-based confessions. For, and the reason we want to do that is, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Boy, oh boy, what a confession to make. That is a faith-based confession, to say, I have found his words, and they are life to me, and they are health to all my flesh. I think of all of the different commercials we see on television about the different medications that have come out, and I've noticed that I have yet to hear one commercial where they tell us that that medication will heal us. They all are continuous to maintain a status quo, but they do not promise you health or return to health. The scriptures tell us they not only return us to health, but they give us life and more days. Days of life worth living. Then it goes on to tell us, it is health to all their flesh. Therefore, keep thine heart with all diligence. Make an effort. Put something into it. It does not just happen automatically. It does not just happen from reading the Bible. It says we are to be diligent about it. Now, it does take diligence to read the Bible, and it is good to read the Bible. But we also need then to make it the confession of our heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And it covers every issue of life. Keep vigilant. That means watch. Don't let your heart wander. Don't allow your heart to go astray. Why? Because out of it are all of the issues of life. Therefore, stay on target. You know, I have a bow and arrow, or I have a crossbow. And when I aim that crossbow at a target, when I'm looking at it, it looks like I'm lined up. But if I am just a hair off, just a little bit off, I miss the bullseye. That's at 25 feet. When you get 50 feet, I have missed it now by 6 inches. You look 100 feet down the line, and now I've missed it by a yard. And eventually, I will miss it by a mile, if I had strong enough crossbow to shoot it that far. It may seem I'm just missing it, but as you go further down in life, if you do not make a correction, as you go further down in life, you will miss it by a mile. And it will affect the issues of your life. You will find that you are way off from where you really desire to be. We ought to make confessions, faith-based confessions, on what God says life is all about, and stay vigilant upon it. Why have God's thoughts? Why do we seek them? Because we want to make faith-based confessions, like here in Jeremiah chapter 29, if you'll go there with me. Jeremiah chapter 29. And in verse 11, this is what God says. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Oh, God must think I'm a bum. He must think I'm just a waste of time. God must be so... Here's the thoughts I think toward you, saith who?
The Lord.
The Lord. This is what he's saying. The thoughts he has toward us are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. When people say, I think I'm going to end up in hell, that contradicts God's thoughts. We need to make faith-based confessions. God thinks of me in terms of peace and not of evil, to give me an expected end. That's why my heart seeks after God. That's why my heart wants to make faith-based confessions of what the scriptures have to say, because these are the plans that the Lord has made for my welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you a hope in your final outcome. The Lord has laid a plan for your well-being. Why not walk that path? The way to do it is begin making faith-based confessions. The Amplified Bible reads, For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not of evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. The New American Standard reads, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. The New International Version reads, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. The Lord has laid a plan for my prosperity. That is making a faith-based confession. It is based on what the Lord has said his plan is for me. The Lord has laid a plan for my prosperity. The Lord has a plan for my good health. He's revealed it, and I am following it. Those are faith-based confessions. And when those faith-based confessions end up in my heart, they will end up in my believing action, and they will end up in the results of my life. You want to change the results of your life? Here's the way. Make a faith-based confession. Find the scriptures and then make a confession, a faith-based confession on that scripture. Not, I hope someday this happens to me, Lord, if it be your will. Faith-based confessions. He has laid a plan for my health. He has laid a plan for my welfare. He has laid a plan for my prosperity, and I am following it. And then if you do that and you back it up with your actions, like for instance, the Lord has laid a plan for my health, then I partake of the communion. I am following and backing it up with my actions. And when I do, it will change the results I am getting in my life. There you go. We can stay or endeavor to stay the status quo in prosperity, stay the status quo in our health. But like I say, there is no drug that promises you healing. They promise you relief, but they do not promise you healing. And then you must keep on taking it. And when you stop, you get... It is only the scriptures that tell us He is the Lord, our physician, and He prescribed Jesus Christ. By His stripes ye were healed. Now, don't get yourself negative if you haven't believed it thus far. Change your confession. Change the way you think about it, and you can change your heart. And when your heart has changed, then your believing will change. And when your believing will change, the outcome of your life will change. It's a progression. Beautiful. See? Do not let your heart trouble you. And don't trouble your heart with fears, especially the fears of the world. Even if you have taken this particular injection for this, take this one, because that one may not cover the ones that this one might cover, and we don't know if this one covers all of them either. Don't allow the world's fears to trouble your heart. Don't let your mind be contaminated by the evils and the insanity of the world. And it's in many, 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 many different ways. The scriptures say, I have found David, a man after my own will. That means, according to, he shall fulfill all my will, is really what it means. And you can't fulfill his will if you do not have the confession. If your heart is not in correspondence with the confession and you're believing in correspondence with your heart, so that you get the result you desire. If you want a change of heart, change how you think about things and make a faith-based confession. Want a change in your relationship? Change the way you think about it. Make a faith-based change. I believe that we can lead people to places where they have never even considered and help them make changes in their life. In the 1950s, no one had ever run a sub-4-minute mile. As a matter of fact, scientists and physiologists and so forth thought it was impossible for man to run a sub-minute mile. Then I think it was either 1954 or 56, Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. And today, it is almost fairly commonplace for many runners. I mean, you have to be very conditioned runners, but it is almost commonplace. He went where people could not even think. I believe we can bring people where they have not even thought about when we bring them to God's wonderful word. He was a great British athlete, accomplished, but he broke down the wall of the unthinkable. He changed the entire running world to where it is now very, very possible. I think of Michael Jordan as a basketball player. We would not have a LeBron James or a Stephen Curry if it were not for Michael Jordan, because he went in basketball where people did not think it was possible. And he changed it. And then kids started to mimic him. And kids started to do some of the things that he began to do. Imagine what we could do with the love and the goodness of God in bringing men and women. And especially Christians who feel that have not yet made a faith-based confession that he knows the thoughts that he thinks of us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, that we might have an expected end. They have never gotten to the expected end because they have never believed that he thinks thoughts of peace and not of evil. We can do that in health and healing, bring people to a totally new dynamic in thinking. How about prosperity God's way? You know, people say, when I win the lottery, I will give. No, you won't. Because it's not in your process of thinking. It's not in your process of confession. You don't have that in there. We can prove what is that good and perfect will of God is. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. I think when people talk about the renewed mind, and sometimes I almost don't even want to say it, because when we think of the renewed mind, we think of that something you tell somebody when they're not doing what you want them to do. Renew your mind. You need to renew your mind. Or when someone tells you something you don't want to do. Renew your mind. That is not God's heart in the renewed mind. And the renewed mind is what will develop us in making faith-based confessions. Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you, I lovingly implore you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or logical service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Larry. Perfect will of God. Yeah. That's what the renewed mind proves. The perfect will of God. And his will is, well, what does he think about? Thoughts of peace and not of evil, that you may have an expected end. Thoughts of prosperity, thoughts of health, thoughts of goodness. For I say, through the grace of God given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Unless we are thinking to the degree of the measure of faith, which is the faith of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ's faith was that he believed God to the nth degree. He believed God that when he gave his life and he died, that 3 days later, God would get that dead body up and raise it and give it a new form, and he would have eternal life. That's the faith of Jesus Christ. That's the measure of faith each of us have gotten. So how big can you make a faith-based confession? See, this is speaking just the opposite. It says not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think soberly, and to think soberly, because you can get on an ego trip. I am this great thing, or I am that great thing, and I am going to be the so-and-so and so-and-so, you know. I'm going to be the greatest athlete in the world, or I'm going to... soberly, according to the faith of Jesus Christ, the measure of faith that he's given to each of us. I am believing that if I am not alive when Christ returns, God is going to get me out and up, and I am going to meet him in the air, and I am going to have a new body like unto his new body, and I am going to have a perfectly renewed mind, and I am going to enjoy all the blessings of God for eternity. How's that for a faith-based confession according to the faith of Jesus Christ? See? We ought to make them, see? We can prove what is that good and perfect will of God is. We can prove by making faith-based confessions what a true marriage relationship is according to God and according to his word. We can do that. We can have drug-free children. Our children do not have to be raised with medications. But usually people want conditions and their life situations to change before they will change their thoughts. And perhaps, again, more clearly, their confessions. But faith says, say it and you will see it. Not wait till you see it, then go say it. That's why many times people do not see the change, because they're waiting for their conditions to change. Think of that song, me and my friends were waiting on the world to change. Well, you're going to have a long wait, because they're not going to change. What it will change when you change, when you decide to make the change. Start with faith-based confessions. Let's go to Ephesians 4. This great chapter in Ephesians with such wonderful instruction for us. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's start in verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, building you up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Did you ever hear yourself talk about yourself? Are you saying that which is edifying? Are you saying that which ministers grace to the hearer? Does your confessions evoke encouragement and inspire positive change? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. People get so proud of how they told someone off, really put them in their place. Flip back to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If you've told somebody, and put them in their place, I trust the place you put them is seated in the heavenlies with Christ. Choose your words well. Make faith-based confessions. Learn to confess to yourself faith-based confessions. I am a son of God, and he has seated me in the heavenlies with Christ. I do keep control of what my mouth speaks, and I do not let corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth toward others and especially toward myself. And when I make those faith-based confessions, it will change my heart. And when it changes my heart, it will change what I believe. And when it changes what I believe, it will change the outcome of my life. And that's where we all want to go. Live more godly lives. Enjoy more of the benefits of God because they are already there. He's already laid the plans for our lives. We can sit there and cry, God, why don't you do this? He has already laid the plans for our lives because he thinks of peace and not of evil. He has laid a plan that we may have a good outcome. The way to follow it is make those faith-based confessions. How we think or confess determines our heart. Our heart determines what we believe, and believing will determine the outcome of our lives. His thoughts give us an expected end, prosperity, and peace. So let's confess those things and enjoy the bounty of God's wonderful love for us and live and show people beyond anything that they have ever imagined. We can run a sub 4-minute mile. Bless your hearts.